Hello and welcome. Thank you for tuning in. We want to talk a little bit about the Microsoft subscription changes and the price increases that were recently announced and some of the nuances that go along with that. You probably get a lot of communication from Microsoft. This one is important and this one will affect you. So we wanted to take a couple of minutes and just highlight a couple of things. Eric and I are going to talk about the changes that Microsoft is making. And then if you want to talk in more detail, let us know and we're happy to have that discussion with you. But there are two changes that Microsoft is making. The first one is Microsoft is changing their subscription so that you go from a month to month, and they want to try to move as many customers as they can to an annual commitment that's paid monthly. So that's a big change that's coming in March. The other big one is there are specific products or specific subscriptions that Microsoft is going to have a price increase, even if you do move over to an annual commitment option. So Eric and I are going to talk briefly about this. I'm going to talk high level, and then Eric will get into some of the specifics or nuances. And we're trying to keep it as painless as possible for you as a client, listening to this. So the first change that they're making. Again, historically, your Microsoft subscription, your Office 365, Microsoft 365, the way that you paid that was X dollars per month, and it was a month on a month-to-month basis. You can make a lot of changes. Microsoft is essentially saying you can continue to do that, but there's going to be a 20% price increase if you do it that way. However, if you want to keep your pricing the same, go ahead and do an annual commitment. You'll still pay month to month, but there is an annual commitment that goes along with that. Now, there are some caveats there, and that's what we're going to talk to Eric about. There's some, caveats that we want to make sure that you understand with the annual commitment. So, Eric, I'm going to turn it over to you. What's the catch, or what are some of the caveats if a client says, yes, go ahead and sign me up for the annual commitment paid monthly?
Thanks, David. In typical Microsoft fashion, the devil's is in the details when it comes to the annual commitments and what those caveats are. So, with an annual commitment on that Microsoft subscription, you can actually always add quantities to that. So, let's say, I have 10 licenses on month one. Month three, I raise that by three, so I'm at 13 licenses. And then let's say 6 months down the road, I want to go back down to 10. I won't be able to do that. You'll still have be billed for 13 licenses to the end of that contract. So you can't downgrade. You can always upgrade, right? Upgrade licenses, but you can't decrease that. The other caveat is you are locking into the contract to through in-house sale with Microsoft. So you will not be able to move that contract to another provider during this time. And when we say the contract dates, the end dates, those are going to be the Microsoft subscription anniversary date. So that'd be 1 year from the day of that subscription order. So really kind of key. You can make changes to that subscription, but only on the annual anniversary date. So you have 72 hours, around that annual anniversary date. And we can then at that point decrease the license count on that annual subscription. We can cancel that subscription, or you can move that subscription to another partner or vendor at of your choosing at that time.
Thanks, Eric. And again, just to recap and to put it in real world terms, let's just say you say, hey, that's fine. I don't have a problem with it. Let's do the annual commitment. And you do that in May of every year. What that means is, and we're using round numbers, right? We're using 10 because, that's an easy number. If you've got a subscription for, Microsoft 365 E5 as an example, and you do the annual commitment paid monthly, every May, you're good, right? As long as you're 10 people, you're good, and you can always add, more employees. You can go up to 12, 15, whatever that number is. The challenge becomes is if you go up to 15, and now you want to bring it back down to 10, you are contractually obligated with Microsoft to keep the 15 through May of the following year, and then at the renewal date, you can, you know, you can bring that number back down, and things like that. So these are some of the catches that Microsoft has related to that, and we just wanted to communicate that with you, right? So if your business, hey, you know, we're pretty steady. We kind of stay around the same number, or we're increasing. That's great, but just keep that in mind. Again, you can make changes, you can decrease that, but it has to happen at the renewal date. So, okay. Eric, anything on the annual, you know, the annual commitment paid monthly, anything else you want to add to that before we move to the next point?
No, I mean, we definitely have some more information on the webpage for you guys, but that kind of sums up everything in a nutshell.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you. Now, the second one, I'm going to defer to you, Eric, because there are specific products or subscriptions that Microsoft is having a price increase, regardless of whether or not you do the annual commitment with them.
That's correct, David. In typical Microsoft fashion, they don't do anything easy, right? So as far as, you know, as going along with the monthly or annual commitments, there are some products that are just going to have a natural price increase. So those products are going to be your Office 365 Enterprise 1 subscription, your Office 365 Enterprise 3 subscription, your Office 365 Enterprise 5 subscription, your Microsoft 365 Enterprise 3 subscription, as well as your Microsoft 365 Business Basic and your Microsoft 365 Business Premium. All those will have natural price increases, and those prices are on the website.
Yeah, and that's a mouthful. So look at the website, and you can see what those specific products are. And again, I want to stress that these are price increases that are on the specific Microsoft products that you have. None of this affects the service agreement that you have with us, right? These are, you know, those are totally two different things. And I just wanted to emphasize that. So we wanted to chat real briefly about these changes that Microsoft has made. And we figured just a quick audio session would really help do that. And again, what we're doing and how this affects you, we're keeping your subscription as it is. We're not making any changes. So it's going to continue to be the month to month. And then in the April invoice, the price increase is going to be reflected on the Microsoft products that have that. If you want to change to an annual commitment that's paid monthly, just fill out the form on the website or reach out to us and we can get the process started. Eric, I'm going to circle back with you. Anything else you want to add before we wrap up our call?
Oh, David, I think you wrapped it up pretty well. If you are interested in doing the annual subscription and annual commitment, like David had talked about, please just fill out the information and we'll reach out to schedule a call with you to walk you through what that process would look like. So
all right.
I appreciate it.
Sounds good. Well, thank you for listening. We hope that you found this helpful. It's not the type of communication that we, you know, like to communicate with you usually, but it is what it is. And we're trying to make it as painless and as clear as possible because sometimes it can be confusing and overwhelming. So again, thank you for listening to us and have a great day.